Now, a recent report by global consultancy McKinsey & Company claims that in the next decade, anywhere between 400 and 800 million people around the world will have their roles replaced by automation. However, Andrea Clark, founder of Career CEO and author of the recently released book Future Fit, feels there is a way we can approach our careers to keep ourselves relevant in the future. She joins me on the line right now. Andrea, thanks for your time.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. So you've said previously that the future of work is equally about talent as it is about technology. What do you mean by that?
Well, there are many things that artificial intelligence and robotics can automate, but there are some things that it won't be able to in the foreseeable future. And that includes things like creativity and, you know, our human ability to lead in an environment, solve problems and adapt. So there are many things that technology just simply, many things it can do, but also when it comes to talent, a similar McKinsey survey also said that 80% of CEOs, when it came to threat to business, 80% of CEOs said they're more worried about finding the right talent as opposed to the technology. So that's a pretty powerful indicator that business is absolutely still looking to hire and in some cases looking to increase their headcount, but they're having trouble finding the right talent.
Mm. And speaking of human skills, you talk about human skills in your book, Future Fit. Mm-hmm. What is your definition of a human skill?
Well, human skills are the power skills, are the enterprise skills, the people skills. I really refer to these skills as the soft power. This is where the soft power lies for all of us in the workplace. And these are things like communication, adaptability, creativity, our ability to actively network, and also our interest in building our own reputation capital. So we're known for certain things in the workplace. So the human skills are where all the soft power lies for us. And I really believe that this will be the competitive advantage for all of us in our own future careers.
Sure. And so how do we work to develop these skills, resilience and empathy and all those kinds of things?
Well, you know, there are many ways to do it. I, to be candid with you, found it difficult to find all of these things in one place, which is why I wrote the book Future Fit about how to stay relevant and competitive in the future of work. So I would politely suggest that, you know, anyone who's concerned about these human skills and keen to build them, take a look at what I've written and then figure out what are the things that you want to really narrow down and then perhaps go to your workplace and ask what programs do they have to support the professional development of you, you know, in the business. And if you're not satisfied with that, then look elsewhere, online programs, other professional development programs. There are plenty of options, but we do have to dig deep to find the ones that are right for us.
Right. So it's not necessarily you have to switch what you're studying or, you know, look towards another role. It's just that the roles in the company or the workplace you want to work for will be changing and accommodating for more. Yes.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, no one really knows what the future of work holds. And, you know, the truth is that different sectors will be adopting different technologies at a different pace. And so my advice to everyone, if you're in a business, take a look around, think about and ask what technologies are likely to be adopted by the workplace where I'm working, and then find out everything you need to know about that piece of technology. If you were working in a bank in the early 2000s when ATMs were coming in, you know, the right question would be, how can I learn everything about this machine, not how can I get a job somewhere else? Understand everything about that technology and then figure out what is the extra value you can add to the business in addition to that piece of tech coming in.
I mean, I don't know. I've seen some AI news readers lately, so we really don't know. But yeah, that's very reassuring and lots of human skills to focus on there. Andrea, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Julia.
Thanks. Bye.